Well, they're a big number, Matt, and I guess not what we're expecting. I think speaking to our customers, the number we were all thinking for Q4 was going to be about somewhere between 140 and maybe 160. But if the articles are correct, it's about 100,000 more than most of us would have expected, I think.
So are these permits in hand, ready to go?
No, I've spoken to some of our customers this morning, and as yet there hasn't been any import permits released to importers.
Okay. Are you confident this is going to be the number?
Like I said, I think it's probably about 100,000 more than we expected.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure. But, obviously I've been talking to importers. Their numbers were around that 150,000, so they're quite surprised as well from that article that the number's going to be, quarter of a million cattle for a quarter.
Mm. If it does end up being that amount of permits, is there the cattle in northern Australia to meet such a demand?
I think they'll be very difficult to find. I mean, it's great for the producers if that number's out there, but, the Indonesians want a high-content Brahman feeder steer, and I just can't see them at this time of the year. A lot of the cattle that have started to come in for the last couple of shipments I think they've started to slip, so it's a bit earlier than it has been in the past. But, it's a supply and demand market, so we have to supply them if they're demanding them.
Does Indonesia still want ready-to-slaughter animals as well?
We haven't supplied any, but with this sort of number that, if the Jakarta Globe is correct, I'd imagine that there'd be a fairly high percentage of that number would be slaughter cattle, but again, I can't see where we can find those cattle at this time of the year unless you want to head to Western Australia and, that Geraldton, Fremantle region. But out of the territory, the time of the year doesn't really allow for heavy cattle in big numbers.
What does this all mean for cattle producers in the north?
I think it means, that exporters and importers are going to have to pay for them if they want to buy them. The scary part for us is, we've been up there, and Tony Gooden, who's our marketing manager, he's up there currently. I was talking to him last night, and yesterday he did a wet market visit. Seafood, fish in the wet market is selling for 35,000 roots. And chicken is at about 30,000. Beef's at 100 to 110,000. So this is where we're going to find out whether the mums and dads of Indonesia are going to buy beef or slip back to the seafood and the chicken.
That's surprising. So after all the cattle that have gone there this year, that wet market price is still high for the average consumer over there.
Yeah, very high when you compare it to, seafood and chicken, which, in Australian dollars, it's, ranging anywhere from $10 to $11 a kilo, depending on which market. And that's Jakarta market and some of the Sumatra market. I mean, you head up north and further inland, I imagine that those wet market prices would be even more.
Exporters will be working hard to meet this order, but you've also got to remember all the other customers as well. I guess you can't just stop sending cattle to Vietnam and Malaysia and all the other customers.
Exactly. I mean, you've got Korban, which is another Muslim festival that's in October. So you'll find that Malaysia is starting to look for, that slaughter cattle for that festival. And then Vietnam, which has been a great market over the last 2 years and still going strong. They want supply. Again, I think the difficulty with that market is going to be getting your hands on the slaughter cattle. It's a predominantly slaughter market.
Mm.
So where do you find them? I'm not 100% sure.
For the cattle producers, have they already hit that $2.30 mark?
I understand so. I've heard that number has been thrown around, but not exactly sure. I think a lot of producers are waiting and seeing where the market's going to go.
Can it go higher than that?
Look, it can. This year it went, in the second quarter there was some high prices around. As an exporter, my concern is whether, we can sell it in Indonesia at those high prices. The dollar falls, could drop another 4 or 5 cents. It'd take a lot of pain out of the game. But now it's just seeing, for all exporters, I imagine, seeing whether the customer is, willing to pay the price.
Yeah, everyone in the chain's got to make some dollars, don't they?
Exactly. And that, it's a great market for Northern Australia. We're 4 days away, so it's all nice and close. As I said earlier, it's just going to be whether the mums and dads in Indonesia who meet in the wet market are willing to pay the price, or whether they switch to seafood and chicken, which is what we've seen in the past. And then also when the Indonesian government chimed in and started importing a lot more frozen beef. So I'd like to see when these numbers come out officially, and then we'll really know where the market sits.
Go from there. Yeah, all right. We'll leave it there for today then, Ashley James. I really appreciate your time on the Country Hour.
No problems, Matt. Anytime.